I'd like to invite for the children for a brief children's message. Please come on down. Those of you who are wanting to come for the children's message, I know there's a few. Excellent. Good. You guys don't know what this is, do you?
Oh, I do.
Yeah, Claire? Yeah. Well, I brought in a few special things with me here this morning. Yep.
Birthday.
Birthday? Good. Awesome. Have you had balloons at your birthday?
Yes.
Good. What else would you use a balloon for to bring you fun in life? Have you ever eaten at the Old Spaghetti Factory? Anybody? Oh, you have, Sabine. I knew it. All right. There. Have you ever seen the guy there that he makes little animals out of the balloons there? That's kind of cool. That's what you use balloons for. That's kind of exciting. You might even, hit the balloon around, that sort of thing. But what I also want to share with you this morning is that sometimes I've seen the saddest faces with balloons. You know why you might be very sad with a balloon? I once saw a boy lose his balloon, and it went up into the sky, and he couldn't get it any longer. Or have you ever seen a little child? Not that you'd ever do this, Claire. If your balloon bursts, that's kind of sad, don't you think? Yeah? No, Claire, it's okay. You can get me back later. Well, I think we're kind of like balloons. Okay, I want to talk to you about that today. You know, sometimes we think kind of highly of ourselves. That sometimes happens. And when we do that, we get kind of puffed up. So I'm going to puff this balloon up just a little bit. We get puffed up when we think we're better than everybody else. Is that true? Yeah? We get puffed up when we think that we're the best player on the baseball team. Yeah? Sometimes we get puffed up when we think that we are the best singer in the choir. Get a little, a little puffed up. Sometimes we get puffed up when we think that we're the smartest in class, right? Oh my goodness! Now sooner or later we get so puffed up. Today's lesson. This is one of my favorite passages in the Bible. It says, Jesus was made in the form of God, but he did not count equality with God as something to be grasped. But he humbled himself and made himself a servant. Jesus never puffed himself up. He was humble, is what that passage says. Now, once you remember the story of the balloon, when we puff ourselves up, we have a lot of pride, and we think we're number one and better than everyone else, guess what's going to come pretty soon? What do you think? We're going to explode, right? But if we're humble, and we realize that all the strength that we have inside of us is God's gift to us, God has a special place in his kingdom for us. All right, let's remember that. And I do have a special gift for you today. Each of you gets your own balloon, okay? But please do not blow it up during service. And when you do blow it up, remember, we don't want to be puffed up. We want to be humble like Jesus. All right, there we go. Come and pick one, and then you can return to your seats. All right, thank you.